Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to communicate with somebody who says everything's fine and who's shutting you out and maybe going through a difficult time. And this could be someone that you really deeply care about. So I'm going to take you through six key steps that you can take to really like make headway when somebody is shutting you out. And this can relate to anybody. It doesn't just have to be a romantic relationship. It can be somebody, it can be one of your children. It can be, of course, a partner, spouse. It can be a family member, a close friend that you've had, you know, anything like that. And you can feel this person sort of shutting down because they're going through a difficult time. And the reason I really wanted to talk about this topic is because the world has been going through a difficult time for the last little while, and sort of collectively for many different reasons and in many different forms. So when we want to be there for somebody, how can we go about doing this? And how can we also be there for somebody in a way that takes ourselves into consideration so we don't go down like a fast track to enmeshment or codependency or these types of behaviors? So we're going to go through six steps that you can use to do this. To first, before you even say anything, try to empathize with where they are at. It can be really easy to try to like push somebody and you know, I need to know right now, tell me, especially if it's like one of your children or something like that. It can be so easy to like push and to bulldoze a little bit. And, you know, it's important that when somebody's in that position, we recognize that they often are not opening up and sharing because of some kind of wound or fear. So they could have shame wounds. They could feel shame around not being okay. They could feel shame around what habits they've taken on or what they're personally emotionally going through. And when we are in a place of shame, we often want to hide. They could feel shame or unsafe because of past experiences they've had when they've tried to open up to people and it didn't go well, maybe in their upbringing or maybe in a past relationship they were in. And so it's really easy for somebody to like box themselves in. And we actually don't usually make the most headway by pushing and like bulldozing somebody. We often make more headway by trying to like understand where they're at first and where they're coming from, maybe what some of their fears might be. And then number two, try to evaluate how they best process from their perspective, according to their needs. I often say we project from our perception. We basically assume that like, if I would need somebody to push me to open up in this situation, you must need somebody to push you to open up. And while that can often be coming from a very well-intentioned place, it's sometimes coming from a place of a little bit less emotional literacy. And there's a really big difference between sympathy and empathy, you know, assuming that you would feel how I would feel and you would need what I would need versus empathy, which could be, you know, coming from a place, which will be coming from a place of, okay, me knowing and trying to understand what I know about you and how you operate, what might you need in the situation, right? It's easy for me. Let's pretend that I need to close down and I'm this person, you know, and maybe I'm afraid to open up and it's really hard for me. And it really doesn't feel good. You know, it's easy for somebody else to come along and be like, you need so much affection and love and so much time with somebody, you know, 24/7. And maybe I need a little bit of that, but not a lot. Maybe I need to do my own work and show up for myself a little bit as well and feel like I have the support, but maybe incrementally in smaller doses. Or, you know, the opposite of that, right? Maybe I'm the person, let's pretend, that is like that, that shut down. Maybe I see someone else in pain and I'm like, oh, well, I would need space. So they must need space, but maybe they really need love and closeness. And so we have to be able to make that distinction. It's a really important practice, not just in this situation, but in relationships in general of all forms. So we really try to evaluate how they best process. Okay. And like how they deal with emotion, try to look at like their history, their past experiences, these sorts of things. Then number three, you can approach them. So once you have a little bit of that gathered insight first from empathizing with where they're at, evaluating how they best process, then you can let them know you're here for them. And you ideally, when you're dealing with somebody who isn't that open, it usually is because they feel more shame and they do feel more guarded and protective and afraid of being vulnerable and open. So you may not say, you know, shame doesn't really like when we magnify things and highlight them. Like shame doesn't like the spotlight. And so if we're like, I see that you're going through this and this exactly, like it may overwhelm someone. So one of the better approaches is to be a little more indirect, a little more gentle. So you may say, for example, hey, you know, I noticed a slight change in how you are lately. And I just want you to know that I'm here for you for whatever you might need. And so by opening up and just expressing, I'm here, I noticed, you're not saying like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I noticed you drink too much and, you know, that's embarrassing. You know, it's nothing like that. Like we really want to go away from anything that could seem like any kind of like shaming, embarrassing, anything like that. We want to be like, hey, I noticed a slight shift. And generally the more ambiguous we are with our language and the less specific, the more easily it's received, the less harsh it feels to the person on the other side who may have their guard up. I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Number 4, you can continue this conversation and make it relatable. You know, you can say something to this person and say, it's normal to go through a hard time. You know, that's what happens as a human being. We go through different experiences and pain points and some harder times than others. And so just by validating and making it relatable, you're like validating the person, their experience, their emotions. You're letting you know that you're there, letting them know that you're there to support them. And this makes it feel like safe, connected, the opposite of shaming in any form. And then step 5 is to then ask what they need, you know? So this is sort of all in one fell swoop. Like you're saying, I notice there's a small shift in your behavior. It's normal to go through a hard time. We're human. I'm here for you. And if there's anything you need, please let me know. I'm here to support you. And so you're just asking them what they need instead of assuming, instead of just doing things that can fall on deaf ears or go over someone's head, right? Because sometimes we'll have a friend who really is trying to be there for us or a loved one who's really trying to be there for us in the way they would need. And it may not be in our love language, in our exact need, right? It could be that somebody's trying to make you laugh all the time, but what you really need is a hug or somebody to just sit and talk to you. And so while the laughing part is nice, like obviously the friend's there caring and trying to make you laugh, it may not be exactly what lands and it can go unrecognized or unprocessed. So when you do that, it's very beneficial. And then last but not least, and by the way, these 5 steps are like steps that we have in our conflict communication course, but we go through a whole bunch of different stuff as it relates to conflicts and communication in general. So if you want to practice different communication tools, I highly recommend checking out that course that will literally help you to practice communication, especially around like more sensitive topics or more challenging situations. And we have a communication scripts course you can try out for free too. And you can download all the different scripts. There's like 60 different scripts for how to communicate in different situations. And communication is literally one of the most important things ever for all of our relationships. If we can get that right, so many beautiful things follow. We feel like comfortable and safe and like we can move through problems and resolve them. Anyways, so those are the first 5 steps. Number 6 is to take yourself into consideration. When someone expresses a need, it doesn't mean you have to bend over backwards and meet all of it, even if someone's in pain. And, you know, I had to learn as a person at one point in life, it was when I first started my practice and I had done so much work on myself prior to that point. And I thought I was like, I had come, you know, like, let's say it this way, like I had come from like the depths of despair and did so much work on myself that like relative shift was so big for me. And like, let's say I was operating at like a -8.5 out of 10 in pain and suffering. And I went to like a +7 probably. And I was like, wow. And it's different going from like a 2 to a 7 when you're on the negative side, right? If most of your stuff is in suffering, I'm just giving you like an analogy here. Obviously there's no way of actually measuring this with numbers, but that jump and that juxtaposition was so big for me. So I thought in my head that like, I had been so healed and I thought I was sort of like invincible in a way, like, oh, you know, I'm great. But what I didn't realize is at that time, I actually still needed to work on boundaries. And I fell into this situation where I was working so much and like trying to help so many people and do so many things to the point of like literally exhausting myself and running into like physical health challenges. So this is years ago now, and I got to learn from this and understand that I had more work to do on boundaries. But I came from this place of like, well, I'm okay, they're in pain, so that pain has to take precedence over me because they're suffering and I'm not. And so I would say yes to all these different like client appointments when I was already so tired or busy or had so much on my plate, and, you know, justified that if someone's in more pain than me, then I have to kind of obliterate my sense of self, only to like really realize later, like, hey, wait a second, what am I doing? This isn't right either. And, you know, my physical body came to show that to me, and I went through, you know, bad burnout for a period of time and some health scares and, you know, these sorts of things. Now, those were early days, and lucky enough to like have learned that and moved through that. But the important piece here is that we have to take ourselves into consideration and not fall in the trap of like, oh, my friends in pain, so I'll violate my own boundaries, I'll release my own needs. We have to still, we can prioritize it a little more, but we have to do it from a place of taking ourselves into consideration at the same time. Otherwise, this just becomes sort of problematic quite quickly. So hopefully this all makes a lot of sense.